are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Small Business University audio series presentation. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with just the click of a button. Once downloaded, you can load the presentation on your iPod or MP3 player, or make your own CD and listen in your truck. Monthly subscribers also have access to literally hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. The cost is only $24.95 per month to be a member, or you can purchase this individual presentation as a physical CD for $18.95 or download it immediately to your computer for only $9.95. Now, let's listen to the first few minutes of this month's presentation.
Nowadays, people know the price of everything and the value of nothing, said Oscar Wilde. Well, when he said the word nowadays, it was about a century ago, because Oscar Wilde was from a previous era. But I like the concept. People know the price of everything and the value of nothing. So many people, even the vendors today, are so price-focused that they're not thinking about value. I do a lot of sales training. Some of you know I've had the privilege of doing some work for some of your companies. For that, I'm most appreciative. Thank you, Bill, for the opportunity to talk to your company. Can I get you a cold beer or anything this morning? Anyway, the challenge that's never ending is, of course, to try to make sure we get all these thought lines positioned in the proper manner. But in my sales training efforts, I always tell people this is very much a part of negotiations. When people start talking price, you go to value. And when you go to value, that's when you're going to talk about your differentiated differences and where you come to the marketplace with some things that your competition doesn't have. And we'll talk a little bit more about that as we go through the program here. But look at Section A. Let me give you the definition of a negotiation. Now, you'll notice there are a lot of blanks to be filled in here. And it looks a little like fill in the blank test. Anybody here think about that? This is not a fill in the blank test. I give you every word for every blank. So when you get done, you'll have all your blanks filled in. How many of you are glad we don't have a Monday morning fill-in-the-blank test? Yeah, okay. No school in that respect. Okay, let's talk about the definition of a negotiation. A negotiation is the often ongoing process through which two or more parties whose positions are not consistent work in an effort to reach an agreement. So where you see the letter P, write the word positions. It's going to create a little involvement as we go through the program here. That's our formal definition of what a negotiation is. By the way, how many of you have ever read a book on negotiations prior to now? Okay, looks like maybe a fourth of the audience. How many of you have ever been to a negotiation seminar, show of hands? All right, maybe 10% of the audience. Isn't that interesting? Every single day, personally and professionally, we negotiate many, many times. But people don't get schooled up on it. I wonder why. Well, the reason why is because of this thing we're going to talk about in just a minute called negotiophobia. But first, let's go to number two, or part B anyway, and let's talk about understanding upfront agreements. So let's say, John, you're selling a used car. And you advertise this car for $9,000. And I see it in the newspaper, and I call you, and we establish a time, and I come by and look at your car. I says, okay, if I drive it. And you say, sure. We both jump in, we drive it around a few blocks, and we come back, and I look it over pretty good, and I say, $9,000, huh? John, it seems like a fair price. I believe I'll take it. And you say, fine. Now, that is not a negotiation. That is an upfront agreement. Underline upfront agreements right there. It is not the same thing as a negotiation. So if you offer something for a given price and they say, sounds good, I'll take it, not a negotiation, it's an upfront agreement. By the way, do you have upfront agreements many times of a day, week, or month? Yeah. You got your rate card. People like you. They like your reputation. They're paying the rate card for that motor repair, for example. You've got a lot of good upfront agreements going. But you see, what happens in a really tough economy as we tend to gravitate into challenging situations, we have fewer upfront agreements, we have more negotiations that tend to take place. So look at number two, recognizing the perils of an upfront agreement. So John, you got my check for $9,000. I got your car. You're watching those taillights as I pull away, getting smaller and smaller and smaller. What is John thinking?
Could have got more.
All of a sudden, he's going into seller's remorse. He's thinking, I got no resistance whatsoever to $9,000. I should have asked $10,000.
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Small Business University audio series program. If you're not already a subscriber, you have three choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you are already a subscriber, simply log in and get access to the full program. If you would like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but access to several hundred other programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed directly to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.